You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
America, pay reparations. That's going to be my new slogan. And if you are not familiar, there are a number of states, and significant in size as well, that are putting together legislation through submitting bills to recommend that their state pay reparation. Now, a Democratic assemblyman in California went viral after tearfully defending a proposed reparations bill, and a Republican lawmaker argued that non-white residents should not have to pay for reparations. This bill, which is titled SB 1331, if you want to Google and learn more about it, followed recommendations by the state's reparation task force, and this is according to the New York Post. So despite its advancement from a vote by the Assembly Judiciary Committee, the potential legislation still faces pushback, specifically from California Republican assemblyman that says, again, if you are not white, you shouldn't have to pay. Now, you're probably thinking, well, that sounds pretty good to me. But this Republican assembly woman who is a part of the Judiciary Committee, Kate Sanchez, argued that minorities make up more than half of California's population, specifically Latino and Asian. Sanchez identifies as Hispanic and stated that these people, Telly, this is where I was like, oh, had nothing to do with slavery, discrimination, or Jim Crow laws, and did not need to pay toward reparation. According to economists, the cost of reparation for Black Californians could total over $800 billion. Sanchez goes on to say, to pay for that, you need a major tax hike unlike anything this state has ever seen before. I recognize and acknowledge the painful part of our history. The pains of our past should not be paid by the people of today. Reactions.
Wow. First off, $800 billion, and we're only talking about one state. But it was something you said right at the end that kind of caught my attention when he said, well, that would take tax hikes and tax increases like we've never seen it before. It seems like whenever we want other things, we are so quick to say, all right, we'll just raise taxes to help, you know, supplement this. But when it comes to reparations, there's always some pushback. And I think it has a lot to do with, they don't know how they want to do it. It's almost like how the governor of Maryland was the first to overturn. Yes, Westmore to overturn 175,000 marijuana convictions. And he's the first to do that because he wasn't paralyzed by, oh, how am I going to do this? You do it and then you figure out, okay, how this may go over. But I think that a lot of people are just, they don't know how it's going to look. They may even be okay with it, but they just don't know how to do it or put in the work towards doing it.
Well, Assemblyman Ash Kalra got very emotional as he explained the necessity of reparations. Now, keep in mind, Telly, which I found very interesting, Ash Kalra, assemblyman out of California, is the first Indian American elected to California state legislator. And his defense was, and I quote, "I understand that it's hard to ask those of us currently sitting in the legislature to make those commitments, but no one asked Black families over generations if it was okay to take their wealth, if it was okay to enslave them, if it was okay to," and then he paused and became very emotional. Now, once he regained his composure, he added, "If it was okay to put their children in generations of poverty, this country became a superpower based upon free labor of African descendants over hundreds of years. We need to recognize it. Good morning, Al. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Well, my comment is the reason why they're pushing back against reparations because they know a lot of their grandparents and kin folks was barbarically raised to be animals. And they don't never want to admit with what they see in the mirror. That's why it's always a pushback, especially when it comes to black people. And I would tell black people, stop playing a bigger person because you only give your bully more power. Have a great day and enjoy your coffee, by the way. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Al. He must be watching us. You know, here's the thing, Telly. I am all for reparations for black Americans. Now, for me, if you are a descendant of a natural born black American, you should qualify. So like, you know, all of our brothers and sisters that came to this country as immigrants, whether you're from Africa, the Caribbean, I don't feel that you should benefit from reparations. Secondly, I don't agree with the argument that non-white people or other minorities, and I don't like to use that word, other people of color should not have to pay because quite frankly, and I'm just going to be blunt, everybody in this country has benefited from the enslavement of black people. Everybody. Everybody has benefited from free labor of enslaved black people. So even though your ancestors may not have went to West Africa and wrote the check to bring back, you know, over, I think who's, how many survived? It was in the millions. I have to get the exact number. And then for you to say, well, no, we shouldn't have to pay. Everybody has benefited and benefits from the enslavement and free labor of black people, period. So the only people that I feel that should not have to pay towards the reparations, i.e. taxes, are native black Americans, i.e. black folks that did not come here as immigrants, period. That's how I feel. Yeah. But there definitely should be reparations.
Yeah, on our YouTube message board, this is by far one of the best ideas I have heard of. Rovan says, reparations, give blacks a 850 credit score, and for those that has it already, clear their debts, and everyone starts from scratch. That would cost the government no money.
I'm cool with that too,
man. Look,
I'm cool with that too.
That's a very, very excellent idea. And like you said, Rovan, you know, it wouldn't cost the government any money.
And see, that's the thing. It's like I hear phrases from lawmakers that say, you know, slavery was a terrible thing. You know, slavery. It was horrible. But there has still been no formal recognition or acknowledgement in the form of an apology, like accountability. Like we know that, you know, our ancestors did a terrible thing that still impacts how black Americans are treated in 2024. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's like own it, acknowledge it, but don't say things like, you know, oh, this was a very painful part of our history. And then you follow it with but. First of all, there can be no but. And when you say things like it wasn't a painful part of our history, you have no idea. If you are not a black American, you have no idea what the pain has been and is currently day to day to day for black Americans. But what needs to be said is we acknowledge slavery. We want to issue a formal apology for slavery, and we want to give this reparation as a result of the impact that it has had on black Americans. And quite frankly, the fact that America still benefits from 400 plus years of free labor. That's what I would like to hear.
But do you know that compromises equality? Meaning, if some of these reparations and, you know, the different ideas of getting reparations come to reality, for some, that may think, oh, man, we're about to even the playing field. And anybody that has been winning and been winning when on an unequal playing field, they're not trying to relinquish that power, that authority. And when you talk about reparations, you are trying to, A, basically erase, you know, the sins of slavery. But on top of that, if you are giving someone the same opportunity that you're giving another community, then that's scary for some. Because we've always been on an unequal playing field.
Always. And again, I'm all about make America pay reparations. When we come back, we want to continue to hear from you. Creation Muse on our YouTube message board says do both, tax and credit. Reparations, is it time? And should other people of color, Asian, Hispanic, Indian American, Native American, should they also pay towards reparations for the enslavement of black people in this country? That, more other hot topics to come. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
To the best morning show on planet Earth. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. So during the break, you know, Telly and I will talk about topics that we're gonna discuss and share with you. And on my Instagram, first thing that comes up, because oftentimes we'll see if there's any breaking news or headlines. Ludacris on his Instagram page, y'all. Make sure you go check it out. He says, my show in Milwaukee got canceled last night due to rain and thunderstorms, but I definitely wasn't leaving the city without touching the people. Shouts to Steve the Stoner 4149 for the free concert inspiration. And he's got his video footage of him inside. Tell you, literally where our office is, or where our studio is, right there. You can see it on the video.
Yeah. I saw it.
Third Street. This is incredible. So, again, yeah. If you want to check it out, you can follow Ludacris. Go to his Instagram or X page. And, again, Ludacris, he loves Milwaukee. I'm just going to say it. Because the brother here about 3 or 4 times a year.
And what did I tell you before the show, DT? That is something that you see on, you know, the Shade Room that happens in other places. And to know that it happened where we worked, I was like, my God, that is really, really cool. That is really cool.
And thank goodness it was positive, Telly. My goodness. All right.
Yes.
It was putting Milwaukee on some good news maps. All right. Just so y'all know, Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their new empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. That's right, $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker.
And Truth Nation, join our Truth team tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow, June 25th, for our second Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes from 5 to 7. We will be at Scene One Restaurant and Lounge located at 5526 West North Avenue in Milwaukee. Get there right at 5 so you don't miss your chance to win a one-night stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells, water park, passes, and a $25 food voucher. You can also win a four-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers or a $25 gift card to Cousin Subs. Plus, from 5 to 6, your first drink is on our great partners at PWD Computers. While supplies last, don't miss out on the fun and join us for Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes tomorrow at 5 to 7 at Scene One Restaurant and Lounge, sponsored by PWD Computers. PWD Computers, they keep you connected. Visit them today at PWD Computers on Facebook.
I'm sorry.
As we continue.
Yeah,
you look distracted, DT. What's going on over there?
Well, because I'm looking at the Ludacris post and I'm looking at some of these comments and they kind of throwing some shade at Milwaukee. And I'm just like, now, wait a minute. I don't want to get involved in this conversation, but somebody had put, that's the most random city ever to do this in. Your grammar ain't even right. You can't even grammatically comment on them. You don't end a sentence with look at me get mad. Look, you know how we find stuff.
I was about to say.
You don't even know how to type. Shoot, that's what I should.
You
I should
don't
put
even got your punctuation down.
Right, your grammar ain't even on point. Shoot. Go ahead.
Why you check them, DT, on our True Talk and text line 833-212-1017. R. Moore says, on top of that, Americans are paying for illegal migrants, whom mostly are from Latin America and China, via tax dollars. Don't forget DACA, D-A-K-A, DACA. These groups are also getting money on cards, which are likely coming together and buying property. Unfounded, but you never know. Armore also was talking about the black population in California shrinking and how, and I'm going to paraphrase, how it makes her cringe when you group black and brown people together, because there's the numbers of Hispanics, especially in California, they don't have to collaborate with blacks. They could stand on their own. So when you group both black and brown people together, it definitely makes it more challenging. But if reparations is something that they want to make right or do based off of the enslavement of our ancestors, then figure out a way to just do that. But when you're grouping black and brown people together, everything doesn't apply across the board.
I just don't understand. And I know there's so many reasons why this does not happen easily and it has to be an ongoing battle. I just, from a moral value, guiding principles, humanity standpoint, I still just can't wrap my head around why reparations for black Americans is such a difficult decision to make. When we are the only group of people that were enslaved in this country. The only group, period. And still,
and on top of that,
suffering from the consequences of enslavement.
Yeah. No, I was just going to add real quickly, DT, there's other nationalities and ethnicities that get reparations, if I'm not mistaken. Don't Holocaust survivors?
You are absolutely correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
yeah. So there's other groups of people that have gone through tremendous strife over, you know, the course of time. And we're still the only group that's not getting any reparations or anything from those times. Just thought I'd add that because
And that's an excellent point.
When I found that out, I was just like, why is that? Why is it that, you know, these survivors and you know, but you have a 90 plus year old woman who survived the Tulsa massacre and trying to get reparations and you still tell her no? And this woman witnessed and lived through people burning down their entire city, and you don't get anything. So, yeah.
Now, come on now. You know, as according to Governor Ron DeSantis, slavery, it taught black people the skills and techniques that they needed to be productive in this country. So why would we acknowledge that as a bad thing? Come on now, tell me.
I don't know. Now, yeah, you're right. Silly me.
Speaking of foolery, the Democrats, and I don't know why the Democrats are shocked by this. I mean, it's like, come on now. Come on, man. Why would this be a shock to you? But apparently Democrats are shocked that former Detroit mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Oh, man.
Who was pardoned by former President Donald Trump after serving close to 8 years in federal prison, has officially, by showing his loyalty, and thank you for pardoning me, he has officially sent out his official endorsement for former President Donald Trump. He is publicly and officially endorsing former President Donald Trump to be reelected as the next president of the United States. And President Trump had pardoned former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick for his 27-year sentence after he served 8 years in federal prison. Man, and the Democrats
Kwame,
are like, what?
Kwame. Because he was a Democrat the entire. But here's the deal.
Well, hold on. But here's the question, though, Telly.
Okay.
Now we about to get real. Okay, Truth Nation. Because I've been wanting to ask this question. And Telly, you and I have talked about this offline, but this is truth be told. Let's go ahead and put it out here. Would you publicly endorse Trump if he pardoned you or one of your close family members? Would you because we got a lot of black folks that publicly endorse Trump after he, so I think Lil Wayne, y'all help me
Kodak
out, Truth.
Black.
There were some big folks. So my question is this. If Donald Trump, right now, if he were president and he pardoned, or during his former presidency, if he pardoned you or a close family member, would you publicly endorse him? And we're going to get this poll going on our Truth message board. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now. I can't wait. And y'all can call in, too. Let's
yes,
keep it real.
Yes.
If President Trump pardoned.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, if President Trump pardoned you or one of your close family members, you were sentenced to 50 years, and after serving two or three, he pardoned you. Are you going to publicly endorse him as a black American?
Man.
You want to know my answer?
I want to give my answer, but I want to wait until after the commercial break. I want to wait until after the commercial break. But
I like your style.
I do want to.
I like your style,
but
brother.
I do want to address Kwame doing it. And here's the thing. He's doing nothing different than what Donald Trump did, because Donald Trump was a Democrat and he became a Republican. And now Kwame Kilpatrick, who has been a Democrat his entire life, his family was in politics in Detroit before he got into politics. They've all been Democrats. And because he got pardoned, now he's going to publicly endorse a Republican. So, look, that is some interesting stuff. Truth Nation, we definitely got to hear from you. 833-212-1017. You can hit us up on our talk and text line, or you can
question.
Hit us up on our YouTube message board. Absolutely, because
that's
there's
a question.
It seems easy, you know, but you got to remember the backlash and ridicule you would get if you endorsed him publicly.
Short game versus long game. When we come back, we want to hear from y'all. We're going to hear from Telly. And I'm going to also give you my two cents on whether or not I would publicly endorse former President Donald Trump if he pardoned me or one of my close relatives. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Man, I should set that song as my alarm, Telly. That should be my wake up. Because my alarm right now is... I mean, it's annoying, but it gets me up.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try Too Short, Blow the Whistle. Maybe that'll get me up. All right.
No. Don't do that. And then you keep sleeping and thought you were up. And you was like, you rocking bob in your head and you sleep the whole time.
Man. That's a good point. It takes a lot for me to get up as early as we get up to do this for y'all, Truth Nation, because we love you so much. We appreciate you tuning in. Again, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Hope you are getting your week started off on a great way. We've been talking about Kwame Kilpatrick, former Detroit mayor, who was pardoned by former President Donald Trump after serving almost 8 years in federal prison. Now, he was sentenced to 27 years. And President Trump, at the time, pardoned him. So he only served 8. Now, the question is, Truth Nation, and keep it real, keep it 100, would you publicly endorse President Donald Trump if he pardoned one of your family members or even you? Would you publicly endorse? Now, on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, R. Moore says, would I openly endorse Trump if he pardoned a family? No.
Wow. All right, R. Moore. Oh, man. So
I'm glad I ain't. Okay. I'm glad I ain't related to him. Thanks for letting me know how you feel. I'm so glad that you and I ain't kin.
So you mean to tell me?
Look. Hey, man, look. You know I'm serving. I'm doing some hard time. Look, President Trump, he's going to give you a call, okay? He's going to give you a call around 3 o'clock. All you got to do is just publicly endorse him. And Cousin Ray Ray, I'm going to see you on the side, dog, in about 2 hours. Nope. That's what R. Moore said. Nope. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Not going to do it. And we were talking about it during the break, even though you can publicly endorse him. The last time I checked, no one goes into the voting poll with you but you. And you could do whatever you want. We found that out in 2016 because there were so many people that said, there's no way the reality star Donald Trump will be the president. And then, boom, what ended up happening? And then you would ask people, who'd you vote for? Oh, I ain't vote for no Trump. He's a joke. He's a clown. And next thing you know, Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States. And so, but that's hard, Aramore. Grant said, Grant has a good one. Grant says, I spent one night in the city jail almost about 25 years ago. If I served 8 years of a 50-year sentence, there are very few things I wouldn't do to be a free man. Yes, I would endorse the orange man, the felon, the twice impeached former president Donald Trump.
Okay, I'm seriously, I'm not even trying to be funny, y'all. Truth Nation, help me out. How is this rocket science? And again, DJ Ricky, if we can get a live poll on YouTube, would you publicly endorse Donald Trump if he pardoned you or one of your family members? And again, you could be sentenced to 10, 20. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if I was sentenced for 2 years and. Okay, let me go ahead and just give my answer.
Look,
let me paint the picture.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Telly.
Going to say 2 years. Man, you could sentence me to 2 weeks and I'm trying to get up out of there. I mean, come on now.
So no, let me just make sure I'm actually directing this towards R. Moore because I want to make sure I understand this correctly. Okay. So you're telling me that if your son or daughter, any family member that you are close to, okay, son, daughter, mom, dad, brother, sister, whomever, they have been sentenced to 27 years in prison, and I don't even care if it's federal or not, prison, their freedom is gone, 27 years. And after serving 8, because you know, every day when they call, They ain't saying, oh, man, I'm having such a great time. This is wonderful. I hope I never get out. That's not the conversation.
Never.
But you get a conversation, and your relative says, look, all you got to do is publicly endorse President Trump, and they will pardon me right now. I'm going to be out. I've already wrote the letter. I was very humble. You know, I spoke the Trump language in terms of stroking his ego. All I need is for you to publicly endorse Donald Trump, and I'm out of here. I'm coming home. You're telling me you're going to say no.
Man,
I'm asking.
If you, heck no. If you, you better have a doggone press conference at your house endorsing him. If you go to get, I decked my whole house out.
we joking, but it's not even to me a question. Like, now Kwame Kilpatrick, he was extremely messy and he broke laws, and his conviction, it was valid. No doubt. I mean, he probably got away with some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably got away with some stuff. I'm just
so
trying,
you don't know, you know about the person that showed up dead at the mayor's mansion when he was the mayor.
Who said
and
I
they
didn't
had
know.
A party?
I just said.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
I never said I didn't know. No. I just said probably. Okay. Who do we have, Ricky? I'm sorry. All right. We got Patrick. Good morning, Patrick. You are live. Look, I don't want them people coming up. Mm. Okay. Patrick, if you want to give us a call back, 833-212-1017. But yeah, to get 27 years in federal prison after all of the alleged crimes that Kwame Kilpatrick committed. But at the end of the day, again, I don't see anybody saying, no. Well, let me not speak for everybody. I don't see the average person saying, no. You better stay in jail. You better serve your time because I will never publicly endorse Trump. Click.
Man, please.
I'm just trying to understand it. If that's really where we are as a society, where we're going to let a family member stay in jail in order to not publicly endorse.
No way. I mean, like Grant said, you do.
Well, there is
what
a way because Armour said
to be a free
Armour
man.
Armour said no. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
Armour said
no. I mean, like Grant said, you will do whatever you have to do to be a free man, and I'm sure that's what Kwame Kilpatrick said. Like, okay, do I stay strong and loyal to my Democratic Party while I'm in jail, that ain't none of these Democrats coming to get me out of jail? Or do I do whatever I need to do and reach out to President Trump and try to get up out of here? And safe to say, he chose option B.
And I'm not mad at him for that. We do have Patrick back. Good morning, Patrick. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, DT. Good morning, Telly. I would think as an individual, whoever pardons you, you probably would endorse that person. But when you extend it to like a family member, I think part of the question needs to be the type of crime. It needs to be quantified. Because if you got somebody who went and they shot up a mall with 12 people, and you're talking about pardoning this person, or you got a serial killer going around, you know, cutting up people, throwing their body parts all over, and because they got connections, you're going to give them a pass. And that suggests that the ethics and the morals that people claim to have, they don't have true ethics and morals. Because you can't co-sign on something like that where somebody goes and they rape 12 women, and you're going to pardon them because, you know, you're trying to get some brownie points. So, no, I wouldn't co-sign for anybody at doing that. Obviously, if the individual is trying to get off, of course, they're going to co-sign for it. But to co-sign for a family member and they've done something crazy, that's not ethically right. That's not morally right. And that's part of the problem with some components to our community, because we accept things that don't raise to the level of how a community should function. So, you know, if it acts like a duck, quacks like a duck, and all these other things about a duck, it is a duck. So people need to, you know, you do the crime, you got to do the time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call and sharing your perspective. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. And let's go back to the things that the people that Trump has pardoned and the reasons why. I mean, like, none of them went out and did some of the you know, those violent crimes that, you know, that Patrick just said. These were mostly probation violations. I think Lil Wayne was, you know, allegedly caught with a gun or something, and that's why he went back. And Kodak Black, I think it was a probation violation, and then he ended up going back to jail, and then Trump got him out. So I do totally understand what Patrick is saying, regardless if it's a family member or not. If you go out and you know, commit a mass shooting, like, you shouldn't just get pardoned because you because Trump feels like he's going to get something out of it. Because let's go back to Wayne on our True Talking text line. He says, Telly, here's the problem with Trump pardons. It's all transactional. Most of the time people want pardons because they've been wrongly accused. When Trump gives out pardons, it's a quid pro quo. Yeah, so, I mean, again, we know that he is doing this for reasons. Like, I mean, why you think we haven't heard about any famous white people that he has pardoned?
To your point, it's very strategic. Now, again, I want to go back to the gist of the question, because Democrats were shocked that Detroit mayor publicly endorsed President Donald Trump. And my initial reaction was, why would you be shocked? Because, again, the last time I checked, prison is not necessarily the average person's desired getaway location. I don't see people signing up to go to prison. And for me, there's always going to be exceptions. But for me, my initial reaction was, why would you be shocked that someone would endorse publicly a person that is responsible for pardoning their sentencing and freeing them from prison? Why would you be shocked? Like, what is the shock factor in that? To me, that would be a human reaction. Now, if one of my relatives, close relatives, was, yes, out on a killing spree, and they were, you know, found guilty and were convicted, no, I'm not condoning that. I'm not going to support, per se, the pardoning or publicly endorsing the president who pardoned my family member. But to be shocked about Kwame Kilpatrick's public endorsement of President Trump, and to question whether or not you would do the same if it had been your brother or you or your sister, come on now. But yeah, there are exceptions to every rule. But for me, there was no shock.
No.
And Telly, just so you know,
whatsoever.
As long as you didn't do too much, if they called me and said, can you help get Telly out of jail by publicly endorsing Donald Trump? I just want you to know, from my mouth to your ears, yes, I would. Prison is not.
I appreciate that. Hopefully, I just don't do too much.
Yeah, you know, if you like, if you protested during the RNC, you got arrested. Look, and you had to get pardoned by the president, I would do it for you.
You would be down. Now, if it's something else,
I'd be like, go on and give me the red hat.
Yeah. Well, keep him in there for a few days so he can learn his lesson. Then let him out.
I'm like, look, do you know I lost like all my followers on social media, Telly, but you free. That's all that matters.
Like, no, I can't know he did, gig. Right?
Right. I can't get a speaking gig to save my life, but you're free. You're a free man.
I'm free. Kicking it.
That's all that matters. But it's just funny. Interesting to again, you know, when you're not in the situation, it's very easy to go right to the, well, that's not right. But when that family member calls you crying, pleading, and saying, I didn't do it. I didn't do this. I'm not even supposed to be in this jail. I want to get out of here. I want to go home.
Right.
That's a different situation.
That's a different ball game.
When we come back from break, we're going to get into our truth of the matter. Now, before we take our break, I want to remind everybody, you can watch Telly and I live right now, and you can watch all of your favorite truth hosts, whether it's Sherwin Torrey, Dr. Ken, Carrie Noni Juice, Benjamin, we're here for you live all day on YouTube. Just simply visit YouTube and stream and watch us live by going to 1017 The Truth. And you can also talk to us. We can see what your thoughts are. And you want to download the Truth app on your phone. Make sure you download the Truth app because you're going to get push notifications regarding ticket giveaways, all kind of prizes, awards, events. You can also see us live on our app. So again, go to your app store on your phone and download The Truth, 1017 The Truth right now so you can stay connected. I'm not going to lie, Telly. I'm glad this Monday is almost over because this morning, this is one of the mornings, brother.
Hey, woo! It's Monday, but we doing it, we making it, and we making sure that Truth Nation starts their week off on the right note. And yeah, we all right. Like Kendrick Lamar said, we gonna be all right.
And they're still
speaking
talking
of
about
him. Did
that
you
concert.
Know that about that concert that he did a pop up in L.A. Last week?
I saw that.
It brought out all the stars. Yeah. And he performed.
So how does that work?
Not like
does he just like make it? Does he make an announcement online or on social media and say tonight at the Forum in Los Angeles, I'll be there performing? Is that how that works? Or I'm sure his fan base is very connected.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I'll be completely honest. I thought like, okay, you are an artist. That's what you do. You perform. But everybody was so shocked that he showed up for some reason. And I'm like, okay, he's from Compton. The show was in L.A., you know, but it was a big deal. It was a huge deal.
Yeah, I've been watching some of the clips from the concert, and it definitely went down as one of the best. Even Snoop Dogg declared Kendrick Lamar now the king of the West. All right, y'all, we come back. Our truth of the matter, we will deliver to you. Again, you are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you again so much for tuning in. We're going to get your day started off right as we have 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. Now, my truth of the matter is that according to recent surveys on economist.com, 29% of Americans supported the idea that the government should make cash payments to Black Americans who were descendants of slaves. And if only one-third, barely one-third of Americans support this idea, it is clear that even in the year of 2024, acknowledging the impact of slavery, as well as putting together a program, an initiative that would help address the wealth disparities, healthcare disparities, and persistent gaps in income between Black people in this country and others, is still not a problem for everybody else. I'm going to continue to fight. I'm going to continue to push based on the powers as an American citizen. But as of today, the truth of the matter is that America does not support the idea of the government making cash payments to Black Americans who were descendants of slaves.
That's a good truth of the matter. My truth of the matter, we talked about it earlier in the show, DT, and that is there's a lot going on in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a hotbed for a lot of things, and it's cool. We talked a lot about the entertainers that were in Milwaukee over this past weekend, but again, the RNC is 3 weeks away, and all eyes will be on the city of Milwaukee. And so just continue to, Get the information. As always, I'm going to be a little biased. Continue to tune into 101.7 The Truth, and we will try to keep you as informed as we possibly can. But there's a lot going on in Milwaukee, and sometimes that's not a good thing, because, in my opinion, because when you got so much going on, it's tough to focus on certain things that may need more attention towards. And so, I mean, because if you think about it, we, you know, Summerfest is here now. That's great. But you got the RNC, you know, MPS is still going through their things of trying to get back right before next year's school year. So, I mean, there's so many things that's going on in the city of Milwaukee, and we want to make sure that not only you know, but you are educated and informed about these things that are going on. That is my truth of the matter.
Great truth of the matter. And again, as Telly had mentioned, stay tuned, because this is the only station we're going to give you 11 consecutive Black Talk Radio, and we're going to give you the truth, and we want to hear your truth as well. Make it a great day. We love you. We will see and hear you tomorrow, Lord willing. Up next, Sherwin Hughes.
Peace out.